Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaVillage.org.
And today our guest, Barb Fricke, Director of Marketing at Felician Village. Welcome, Barb. Great to hear from you.
Hi, Jim. Great to be back.
Well, today we're going to talk about independent living at Felician Village. So tell us about what's offered in independent living.
Sure. What independent living on the Felician Village campus is called the Gardens, and residents who live there must be able to take care of themselves. Now, they can have someone from home care or their family come in to assist with a task, but there are no Felician Village employees there on a daily basis providing care like there are in other parts of the campus. At the Gardens, there is a housing manager and her assistant. There is food available at the two restaurants that are at the Gardens. And then we provide maintenance services such as lawn and snow removal, repairs of the apartment. There's certainly a robust calendar of activities each month. There's an exercise room. So lots of ways that we assist in someone living independently, but just not that care portion.
Mm-hmm.
And then people moving in do have two different types of living choices. There are apartments or there are condos, which are basically duplexes. Each of those rent on a monthly basis, so there's not a long-term commitment. There are 120 apartments as part of the Gardens and then 20 of these duplexes. Each of the facilities, the apartments and condos, include laundry facilities, so you can do your laundry right in your own home area. For the apartment dwellers, there is underground parking, which is wonderful in winter. No brushing snow off or ice off of cars.
Mm-hmm.
Or for those in the duplexes, there are attached garages. Other amenities on the campus that residents can take advantage of is a hair salon. And there's also massage therapy. There is a chapel, which provides both Catholic services as well as Protestant and Lutheran services. A medical clinic, which is operated by Holy Family Memorial. And there are outpatient therapy opportunities from our therapy staff. We do have several large rooms that families can use for a family gathering. There's also a library with lots and lots of books, magazines, newspapers. There's a computer that people can take advantage of. And then the pets, small dogs and cats, can live in the condos, in the duplexes. Outdoors, there's lots of walking paths. And then indoors, in typical non-COVID times, we have lots of walkways and the ability to walk from one part of campus to the other. With COVID, we've been limiting people to stay in their own buildings at this point, but all of our buildings are attached by these indoor walkways. So again, a nice, safe, and secure area. There are no monthly membership fees or no move-in fees other than a down payment.
That's, you know, the independent and independent living. It really sounds, it's a fantastic option for someone who really, you don't want to deal with home maintenance, you don't want to do with lawn work, and yes, we'll be shoveling snow soon. So,
yep.
Barb, how would you describe your typical Gardens resident?
Well, our typical resident moving in must be at least 55 years or older. Although our average is probably closer to about 75, 78. And then these really are the people who recognize what type of lifestyle they want and want the security of knowing that care is available in the future on our campus if they would need it, meaning assisted living or nursing home care.
Sounds like a great place to live with lots of excitement, lots of activities, or if maybe someone prefers the quieter stuff, they can choose that too. So it's a good time to move in before winter, before that gets here too. How do we learn more about the Gardens or to take a tour?
Well, someone who's interested in touring, right now we have limited availability, so it would be important that they call our independent living manager, Roselle Jacoby, at 684-7171. And she's at extension 409. Or go to the Felician Village website at www.feliciavillage.org. Her email address is listed there, as well as a virtual tour of the garden, so you can look at it before you actually come on campus. And we are giving tours at this time, so we are doing the in-person tours.
How fantastic. Barb, let's talk again soon.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaVillage.org to learn more.